Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warning. This show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
What are you doing?
I'm just checking to see if there's anything out there. But no luck. It's just dead air. We set off for Sandpoint in hopes that Journey can find her friends. I'm still unsure of what to expect, though. If we find them, there's no telling what kind of people they are.
So, other than the turtle and the rabbit, what other kinds have you seen?
There's more? I've only ever seen the two. What other kinds are there?
Really? You should count yourself lucky, then. I guess since you travel in the boonies, you haven't seen the other.
Yeah, so how many different types are there?
I've seen two other types, and I've also heard stories about one other type. The two I've seen are different stages of the same type. I like to call them Mistwalkers and Poppers.
Mistwalkers and Poppers?
Yeah, the Mistwalkers have these sores on their bodies that spew out these white clouds of spore-like mist. It shrouds them in this hazy mist, so all you can really see is the silhouette.
That sounds pretty creepy.
Oh, it gets worse. After a while, these sores start to build up these mushroom-like caps on them, causing their bodies to bloat like a balloon. All that buildup makes so much pressure that when you cause damage to them, they pop, sending out a dense cloud like the Mistwalkers. They also produce this green slime that can melt away skin, almost like acid, that causes, like, necrosis.
You're kidding, right? That sounds horrifying, to say the least. What happens if you breathe in the cloud or mist?
For people like us, nothing. But for normal people, I assume they become infected? I personally haven't seen it happen, though. I've only seen the aftermath of the poppers.
We definitely want to keep Hope far away from those kinds, then. I don't want to chance her breathing that stuff in.
You don't think she's immune like us?
I don't know, but I'm not willing to take that risk. Might have to find a respirator or something just in case.
That's probably a good idea.
And you said you heard stories of another type?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if it's true or not.
What makes you say that?
Well, for starters, the group I talked to only heard the thing and saw the damage it did to a small group of four or five raiders.
What did they say?
They described the sound as a deep guttural scream, unlike anything they've ever heard. When they described it, you could see the fear in their eyes.
What about the group of raiders?
They were torn to pieces. From what they told me, it didn't sound like it ate any of them. It only tore them apart. The damage to the surrounding area was like a wrecking ball. Smashed cars and broken walls littered with body parts and blood. They did, however, find footprints from whatever did it. They said it was large, like size 15 large, but had marks that looked like it had giant claws.
It almost sounds like a zombie Bigfoot.
That's a good name. They called it the Berserker.
Bigfoot Berserker. Sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, I'd be happy to never find out what it looks like.
Well, if we ever hear anything like that, We'll run as fast as we can in the opposite direction.
That's probably the best plan of action. We should do the same with the other two as well.
Agreed. So how do you plan to find your friends when we get to Sandpoint?
I'm not 100% sure yet. I figured I'd check their homes first to see if they left any clues to where they might have went.
What if we can't find them?
I don't know. Where were you trying to get to?
Well, my friends and I used to joke about the best places to hold out in any apocalypse scenarios. One place we all agreed would be one of the best defensible locations was Cabinet Gorge Dam, just before the Montana border off of Highway 200. It has hydroelectric power that may still work and a great fishing spot. There are only a few ways in and out, and it would be a place where a lot of people wouldn't think twice about, except for maybe some of the locals.
Don't hydroelectric dams need crews to run them? You don't think you can run it by yourself, do you?
No, I'd definitely need help if I were to try and keep that running.
Then why that spot?
As I said, it's easily defensible. There's plenty of water and fish to survive on. And I can also set up garden plots to grow more food as well. So it just seemed like a good spot to settle down on and continue surviving.
When you put it that way, it makes sense. Don't you have any family, though? You're not trying to make it to them?
No, I was an only child. Both my parents passed away a few years ago. I only have my grandmother, but she lives in Puerto Rico. What about you?
Well, my dad left us when I was very little. So it was just my mom and I. She also passed away about 5 years ago.
No other family?
I had a husband, but he died early on during the outbreak.
No kids?
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Oh. Okay. Journey tensed up at my last question. I thought she may have had children by the way she took care of Hope. But in this world, things can happen that are out of your control. Sometimes trying to bury those memories is a person's way of coping. I felt like I should say something, but it's better if I wait for her to be ready to share what she's gone through. Man, I wish we could listen to some music.
Yeah, that would be nice. But Hope is finally asleep, so let's enjoy our peace and quiet for a bit.
All right. We drove in silence for a while, taking the 41 and connecting back roads up to Priest River, where it drops onto Highway 2. After that, we took more back roads until we got to the area of Pine Street Woods, just outside of Sandpoint. It's been smooth sailing for a while, but that always gives me a bad feeling.
We're getting close. I'll try and find a spot where we can get a better vantage point and scope out the area.
Where in Sandpoint do your friends live?
They had a place at the bottom of Schweitzer. We can connect to Mount Baldy Road and skirt just outside the city to get there.
How bad do you think it is in the city?
I have no clue. It's not like I get a play-by-play from my friends.
Can you just drop the attitude already? I'm only trying to prepare for what might be coming, and I figured any ideas could help. But you don't have to shut me out like that.
I'm sorry. I just have a lot on my mind.
We can talk about it. I mean, you did tell me that it might help. No pressure or anything. I'm just saying I'm here. If you want to talk.
Thanks. I don't think I'm ready to talk about it yet. On another note, I don't think it will be too bad. We will try our best to stay out of the city if we can.
I don't see any smoke, so I feel like you're right. I still can't help this feeling, though, like something's off.
You too? It's strange how quiet it is, and everything we've seen so far doesn't feel the same.
I keep expecting to see people doing day-to-day things out here, but it's more like ghost towns.
Should we pull over? I can get her.
Nah, I got it. Plus, you're the one who knows where we're going.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, not again. Jeez, girl, how can you make so much?
No takebacks.
Oh man, are you sure?
You said you got it. Plus, you need some more practice.
You may want to roll down the windows.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Good job. Go ahead and give yourself a pat on the back.
Shut up.
I'm serious. This time you did a good job with your folds and pinning.
Watch out!
Are you guys okay? I'm so sorry. I didn't see it in the road.
We're okay. It's okay. We're all fine. It's okay, Hope.
What was that?
It looked like a spike strip. You know, like what cops use? Are you good?
I'm fine. Who the hell put that there?
I don't know. Here, take her real quick and I'm gonna hop out and check around.
Okay, make it quick. I don't think we should sit around here too long.
Okay.
We're okay. Shh, 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 shh. It's okay. We will just sit here while he checks things out.
What the hell? Looking at it, you could tell it used to be a normal spike strip. But looking closer, you could tell it was modified. It looked like someone welded four or five of them together to span the entire road so you couldn't drive around it. No weak points, so it wouldn't be easy to move. Whoever did this had an idea in mind. Was it to stop people from coming through? Or was it designed to trap people? Were we the mouse caught in the trap? No, we can't get ourselves caught here. No time to wait around. We have to move now before we get cornered.
What is it?
I don't know who set that up, but we gotta go now.
What's going on?
There is a horde moving in. I don't know how many or what kinds, but it's best not to stick around and find out. Here, I'll take her, you grab your stuff, then you can take her and I'll get her reared.
Okay. Is the bow the only thing you have? What about your pistol?
You already know there's only one bullet left. Besides, the bow is much quieter than the gun. I'd rather not draw more attention than we already have.
Okay, let's go. Don't fall behind, okay?
Don't worry about me. Just keep Hope safe. That means you stay safe as well. I don't know why, but trusting her has been easy. Even though she has her own secrets, there's still something about her that just puts me at ease.
Ever since I met him, he never seemed like the type that would easily trust anyone. But he trusts me. I don't want to break that trust, especially when it comes to Hope. I've been empty for a while now, and being around them has slowly affected me. Part of me worries about connecting with them, but every fiber of my being tells me to save them. Not just from the apocalypse, but himself as well.
Keep running. I'll try to take out as many of the rabbits as I can. I'll be right behind you.
You'd better be. No being a hero today. We only have so much med equipment.
Oh, ha ha. Just keep going. I'm running low on arrows.
Just keep running.
We need a plan.
What?
Head for that area over there. I'll try to lead them away and loop back around for you both after I lose them.
I don't think splitting up is a good idea.
You have a better idea?
No.
My plan wins then. Now get going.
Fine. I'll kill you if you die on us.
Thanks. All right. 4 arrows left. Better make them count. Focus on the fast ones. Breathe deep. Loose. Damn, there are more than I thought! Journey made it a good distance away, so I decided to take off in the opposite direction to lead them away. As I ran down the road, I found a truck with a bunch of welding equipment in the bed. In the cab was the aftermath of an attack. Blood caked the windshield, bits and pieces covered the whole interior. Well, I guess we found what's left of the one who set the spike strips. Alright, good. They are following me. Okay, only 2 arrows left. I've got to focus on the fast ones. There are 4 of them left. If I can take out 2 of them from a distance, I'm sure I can take the other 2. Breathe deep. Focus. Fire. Okay. 1 down, 1 to go. Let's do it again. Aim. Fire. Shit! I missed. My plan isn't going to work. I'll have to try to lose them. Where, though? I found a field a little further down the road that had a bunch of old, broken-down trucks and campers. I figured if I could lure them there and try to trap them in the maze of vehicles, I'd have a chance to make it back to Hope and Journey. No time like the present. Come on, deadheads! This way! Come and get me, you know you want it. I weaved through the vehicles, trying to find a good spot to lose them. With the fast ones gaining on me, I had a very small window to escape. I managed to pin it between 2 vehicles just long enough to get my knife and take it out. But the others weren't far behind. I turned the corner around a giant box truck and realized my mistake. A little too late. Damn it! I'm cornered. Think, Brian, look for a way out. I don't have time. With very little option, I pulled out my pistol. I have 1 shot left. I can try and take out one of the fast ones. There's only 2 of them left. If I could take 1 out, I might have a chance one-on-one. It's only if we don't get swarmed by the TZs. Either way, I'm not sure if I can make it out of here. Should I use it on myself?
I'll kill you if you die on us.
It's amazing how in moments like this, time seems to move slower. Every beat of my heart is like a slow thump, marking the passing seconds. Raising my hand to make 1 final move, a shot rings out. What? I hadn't fired, but head started popping. Taking out each zombie with precise shots, 1 by 1. I was left standing in my own trap surrounded by dead zombies. Who the hell did that? Where did those shots come from?
Ryan! Over here!
Looking around, I saw Journey just outside the tree line standing next to an older-looking man with a rifle in his hands. They were both waving me over, so I took off to meet up with them. What's going on? Who is this?
Don't sound too grateful.
Sorry. Thanks for the save.
I enjoy reunion and all, but I just fired quite a few high-powered rounds. It makes a lot of noise. Could be dead, could be some raiders, but either way, we need to bug out. Come on, we've got a place just over the hill through the woods.
Let's go.
You think we can trust him?
He did save us both.
Okay. Just be on your guard. We don't know what to expect. So what do we call you? You got a name?
Of course I do. Don't you have manners?
Sorry. Name's Brian. Thanks again for the assistance.
Name's Clint. We can chat more when we get to my place.
Hey guys, I wanted to give you some extra info this time around. We have been slowly growing our audience, reaching almost double what we began with, and I'm assuming it's all thanks to you guys. I'm so grateful to have the chance to share my stories with everyone, and on top of that, have so many people help me along the way. I wanted to give a huge thank you to Hem Cleveland of The Lucky Die for allowing me to pick her brain so much. I love her show and the quirky cast that made me laugh for so many years. Their stories were always full of great emotion and silly antics. If you're into D&D, check out The Lucky Die, a 5e actual play podcast that will surely keep you entertained. There are so many more. At the end of each episode, I'm going to give them all a shout out. If you enjoy the show we create, please give us a rating or review to help us grow even more. Join our Facebook group, Mudwalker Productions, or follow us on Twitter at Mudwalker92. Until next time, bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.